This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. For thousands of fans, young and old, December 18th, 2017 was one of those days that the music died, because that is when the Sacramento Music Festival, or Jazz Jubilee, as so many people know it, was canceled after 43 years of all of that celebration of Dixieland and traditional jazz. That's when Jim Martinez stepped up. He, as many of you know, is a talented jazz pianist. He has mastered the Vince Guaraldi playbook. He played in the jazz festival himself for 15 years. And in the gap that followed that cancellation, Jim started a new jazz event. It's based in downtown Roseville. The event has worked because in about 10 days, it's the second annual, and Jim Martinez, executive and artistic director of the Roseville Jazz Festival, is in the house. Welcome.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Beth.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Number two hasn't happened yet, but are you exhausted already?
Oh, I was exhausted 6 months ago, but that's what we work for, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Tell me about the response when you said, yes, I want to do this, and then it actually happened last year.
Wow. I mean, everything's a blur. I think that when the festival, when Sacramento decided they weren't going to do that anymore, all the musicians on Facebook and everyone I knew were talking about trying to do something to fill the void. And I thought, man, I'm the one who's been running around the country doing promoting shows and marketing, and that I got to step up and do this.
So you pulled it off last year. How many people attended, and how much is this year's event changing?
We had about 1,500 people last year with 4 months planning. I think the Manhattan Transfer brought a lot of people out.
Yeah.
And a lot of the local bands, we had some great following for the local groups too. And this year we're expecting to double everything. We're going from 1 to 2 days, Saturday, Sunday, and then the bands are just multiplying like crazy.
Five venues?
Actually, technically four and one free venue outside for all the youth bands and some of the dancing in the evening.
Yeah. Talk about the span of groups coming this year.
Well, we have from the headliners. Oh, I'm excited about Mike Vax and the Stan Kenton Orchestra. We've got the Four Freshmen, who, of course, everyone knows that they over the age of 50, you know, they grew up with them. And Tamir Hendelman's a good friend of mine. He plays for Barbara Streisand and for Jeff Hamilton and some great musicians, and vocalist from Rebecca Hardiman from Portland, Oregon, and just some great. Paul Keller's coming back to Sacramento. He was a big headliner in the All-Star group for many years at the Sacramento Festival.
We're going to hear some of the music as you're dropping great names in just a moment. But what's your bigger vision of what you're trying to do? It's hard to rebuild something that was in the way, in the time, the era that it was. Mm-hmm. So looking forward, what's the picture to you?
Well, I think that Sacramento had their, they were based on the traditional jazz and Dixieland. And although they had all sorts of different genres, they had rock and pop, but they had, you know, straight ahead jazz like I play. They included a lot of different kinds of music. But what I model myself after like Monterey or Newport Jazz Festival, where it's more Duke Ellington, Count Basie, you know, Nat King Cole, that kind of jazz. It's more, I would call it mainstream jazz. So that's kind of my vision. But I'm also including some traditional jazz and some Latin and some, you know, big band and some different flavors too, gypsy jazz and so forth.
Let's listen to a little of the Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra with the Four Freshmen. This is a song called Day In, Day Out.
Lord, it's a long, long time from May to December. And the days grow short when you reach September.
And the autumn weather turns the leaves to one hasn't got time for the waiting game.
Oh, I think everybody's settled in right now. That's the Stan Kenton Legacy Orchestra. So when can we hear them?
They're going to be performing four times over the weekend, and five if you include their open rehearsal with the Four Freshmen. And I think, I believe... They're closing each evening like around 7 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday night, and then once in the morning on Sunday.
We'll post a link to the Roseville Jazz Fest, and you can find all the details of the performances, also ticket information as well. Tamir Handelman, let's hear a little tune right now called Passerim, and we'll talk more about it afterwards.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Tell me more about that piece.
Well, I know more about Tamir. Tamir is a good friend of mine, and I met him many years ago at the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival. And he plays for someone people have heard of, Barbra Streisand, which is amazing. And also when she does her jazz stuff, which she did, you know, at 5-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff Hamilton, the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra, and a very renowned pianist in his own right. And he's just one of my favorite pianists of all time.
So he performs on Sunday.
He's Sunday, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I do have one little surprise for you. Is this okay?
Yeah, I love surprises. Of course.
Let's listen to this great pianist and see if you can identify him.
Okay.
Sounds like Vince Guaraldi to me.
It does.
Who is that, Jim?
That would be off my last CD, I believe, Cast Your Fate to the Wind. That was my tribute to him.
It is. That's the one and only Jim Martinez. So when are you playing at the Jazz Fest?
Oh, I'm playing a bunch. I've got myself scheduled in about 3 or 4 times playing with other groups. And I have one set in the evening on Saturday that I've decided it was a Vince Guaraldi tribute, but I'm turning it into a Doris Day tribute.
Oh,
she passed away yesterday.
Perfect.
And actually was a friend of mine and had many phone conversations with her. Played for her 90th birthday party and got a chance to meet her.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me about being her friend. What did that mean?
Well, I mean, she picked up the phone and called me, I think, about 8 times I counted. And I'd be getting yogurt and my phone would ring. It would say, Doris Day. And after I hung up, I'd look for people to tell. And if there were young kids, hey, Doris Day, just talk to me. They go, who's Doris Day? You know, because they were young kids. But yeah, it was an honor to spend some time with her on the phone and then meet her in person at her 90th party.
How did you first connect with her?
Well, you know, I started working with a vocalist, Laura Didier. We did a tribute to Doris around town, and then we started doing it nationally. And then I contacted Doris's manager, and we went down to Carmel at her hotel and started performing for her birthday parties. And so that's how we got to know her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anything that you experienced with her on that personal level that is different or you can share from the way she's being celebrated so publicly?
Well, I'll tell you what, on the phone, she sounds just like she does in the movies, and she was very sincere, never bragged. I had to pull stuff out of her. And we ended up talking about baseball, about just stuff that, you know, just talk to a buddy about, and it was great. And in fact, I posted something on my Facebook page this morning that a little snippet of a phone call. I asked permission to record one of the conversations. And just to hear her and her voice, it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was a great person and loved the animals.
When's the last time that she sang in front of you? When did you hear her?
Oh, I never heard her sing in person. She retired many years ago in the 70s. But the story is her assistant late at night put on one of my albums and she sang along with my CD. So inadvertently, I guess I kind of performed with her.
Oh, that's so lovely. So yeah. When can people hear you play her music, that tribute music?
We're going to do it Saturday evening. I think it's at 5:45, I believe. It's a Jim Martinez trio. And right now it says, I think, Good Grief, it's Jim Martinez, which is the name of my CD. But I'm going to change that today. It'll say a tribute to Doris Day. And we're working with finding a singer. And we're going to do a great, we're going to have a lot of fun.
What venue? Where will that
It'll
be?
It'll be at the Roseville Theater inside. And there's one ticket gets you into everything at this festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Does it go without saying there will be a year three?
Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're really, and just to let people know that we're still looking for volunteers, so everything's on our website and they can click on the link and get a free ticket to come in. They volunteer a couple hours.
Okay, the Roseville Jazz Festival's second year is coming up May 25th and 26th. Thanks again. That's Jim Martinez, the festival's executive and artistic director.
Glad I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We have to leave you with more music, keep you in a really good spirit. Don't we all need that? We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.